Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 5th, 2024. We're going to be looking at goodness. I have been talking about goodness as it relates to what Lhotse was talking about in his precious, very precious Tao. And for some reason, it has spread out somewhere. I can't understand how, because to listen to the discourses, you have to subscribe. I have this email from Larry in San Diego. He must know one of my students. And he talks about this. He says, I've been listening to some of your teachings on the Tao, and it is very interesting. But I am confused. What is goodness compared to good? And I think I did a commentary on that and a Zoom on that, I believe. But anyway, I'm happy to answer the question. I'm very honored, Larry, that you listened to the offerings on the Zoom or the discourses, whatever it was. The good that I would do would benefit some sort of part of my survival or someone else's survival. Let's say someone needed some help and I would go and I would help them because I would have maybe some sympathy towards them, some empathy towards them. In other words, I would be looking at it like, well, I wouldn't want this to happen to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to help them, and maybe something will roll around in my world and benefit me by helping another person. That's human goodness. And that's the way most people rationalize their evil when it comes to good. A lot of people don't do a lot of good that is truly goodness, because goodness comes out of something else. It comes out of the state of love. And this love is not the perpetual human love that goes on in the human heart, where it works out of empathy and maybe sympathy for another person's needs. I have done good in both ways. When I was starting out in my career, in my life, I did a lot of good from the human point of view, a lot of it. In fact, I would say 99 9/10%. But as I started to enrich my practice and started to enter into a bigger picture where I realized that the mechanism of Gregory was still at play. Not only was it at play, it was working constantly in the idea of feeling sorry for someone else or wanting to help them because I had maybe personal ties to them, or I had seen their struggle, or my empathy for them was that I wouldn't want that to happen to me, and if it happened to me, then blah, 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 you know, this is the way I would like to do. We always have to have this moral stuff. We have to be told it's morally right to do this, it's morally wrong to do that. And that's just the way we're built as human beings. But there comes a time when you rise to and try to ascend to a higher level. This next level is due to meditation. It is due to the ability to put aside the human mind and the human body for a while and just to sit in the vastness of emptiness. Emptiness is the absence of Gregory and all of his falderall, all of his worries and his fears and his assumptions and presumptions and his conjectures and all of that. Once that has been established and I realize that the motive for anything that he would do would have to benefit him in some way, that is when goodness begins to appear. And this goodness manifests itself over and over and over again as the core of my being. In other words, I am not looking to benefit myself through anything I do. I'm looking at the core of my being and realizing There is great goodness in it. Jesus said, there is none good but God. And I understood and understand what he meant by that when he was talking to his disciples. The source of all goodness lives within us as love. And for a lot of people, that is a very difficult thing to even navigate through or even understand in any way, shape, or form. So if you're going to find the difference between good and goodness, you can do a great deal of good in this world, and there is nothing wrong with it. It has its consequences of kindness and compassion and beauty. But goodness, well, I don't need a cause. I don't need to see people suffer. I don't need to relieve someone of themselves or their suffering. It is something that you become. You are the good of your goodness. And it then manifests itself as goodness to good, rather than from the human aspect of, well, I'm doing this because I feel sorry or I feel some empathy for someone. No, no, no. Goodness is the state of your being, the authentic state of your being. And it is achieved through love. It is achieved through meditation. It is achieved through the reveal, the greatest reveal of your life, that you are goodness. You are truly goodness. Now, a lot of people, they would not be able to understand that, because mixed into their good is the opposite, which is evil. In goodness, there is no opposite. There are no difficulties like that. In goodness, it is just the realization of the source that lives within you. Some people would call it God. Some people would call it other names. I'm not going to get into all that right now, but it is the goodness that lives within you that is the source of the universe. And once that is understood, that is the Tao. That's what Lao Tzu calls the Tao. And it is a very beautiful thing. It is immensely beautiful. It brings about great wisdom and kindness. It goes beyond the idea of the ramifications of consequence. It goes into the state of our being, where we live in the state of our life as pure goodness. That is the source of our life. And that is how we live in this world, through that goodness. Now, when that starts to come up within us and we start to realize what that goodness really is all about, that's when something of the other shore is brought into our life. Then instead of looking at things, point of view of things as right and wrong, good and bad, we look at everything from the point of view of the goodness. The way you and I look at our life right now, it is based on the idea of right and wrong, good and bad. But in true goodness, there is only the goodness. And that is an entirely different world, an entirely different subject than most people can really afford or can handle mentally and emotionally. So this goes beyond our pay grade, actually, Larry. So no matter what you think, say, or do, if you try to analyze what I've said here through the mechanism of your logic and reasoning, you will miss. You have to have a mind that is not attached and tethered to right and wrong, good and bad, tethered to what you believe is morally right or is morally wrong, whatever that may be. If you can do that, then you will discover true goodness. And no matter where you go, you will be the holy shadow. You will have the light. And that light will permeate through everything that you go through in this world. In other words, your goodness will exceed whatever the world is doing and what it believes it's doing is right and wrong, good and bad. I'm out of here. I'm running out of time. Thank you, Larry, for your goodness and for your wonderful question. And please forgive me. Be back on the air tomorrow, hopefully with an audience. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.